Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Now, the Infrastructure New Zealand Conference Building Nations took place this morning, and at the National Party released their infrastructure policy. Infometrics principal economist Brad Olson was there, of course. Hi, Brad.
Good evening.
Were you impressed by this announcement?
Well, I think it's important to see the focus that's been put on infrastructure, and to be fair, by both parties. You're right, Christopher Luxon was there announcing sort of a five-point plan, including things like trying to coordinate more investment from both the public and the private sector, including things like, you know, getting ACC and the super fund in. Of course, infrastructure is over a long period of time. It has a good payback for some of those investment funds. Also, though, trying to sort of support a more localised or regional approach to infrastructure with the National Party policy allowing for regional and city deals, as they've called them, that would provide sort of longer-term financing and support for the plans over a period of time. I mean, all of it's encouraging, but I guess it highlights as well just how important it is we just get on with it. Treasury said there's $210 billion worth of an infrastructure deficit to get through over the next 30 years. The government recently in the budget allocated $71 billion over the next few years for investment, a further $6 billion for the National Resilience Plan. It's a lot of money, but I think a lot of people at the conference are still questioning, you know, are we not only getting the planning right, but is it actually taking too long? How do we get the money out into the community, out into the economy, rather than sort of talking about a whole bunch more?
I mean, one of the key policy platforms was including a new agency to coordinate investment in key assets from the public and the private sector. Don't we have that? Is that not infrastructure, the Infrastructure Commission's job?
Well, that's certainly part of it. There's also, of course, now the government announced at the same conference last year the new organisation that's been repurposed to help provide a bit more support to some government agencies to deliver infrastructure. I think the difficulty at the moment is that depending on who holds the Treasury benches depends on how much private money comes in. Of course, the government does a lot of funding of infrastructure itself, but you've seen a real change when the government changes as to what money is funding it. So under National, you did have a greater focus on public-private partnerships. Of course, that didn't go quite as well for Transmission Gully, and the current government certainly isn't keen to see as much investment. The Infrastructure Minister, Megan Woods, made a similar point today in terms of that certainly not being the first port of call when it comes to infrastructure funding. I think, though, what is going to be a real challenge is that, sure, maybe it's not another transmission gap that becomes a PPP, but I think that we've got to be a bit more open to the conversation of particularly schools and buildings. Is there a way that we can get more private money in that would speed up the process? Because a real concern seems to be moving over how long this takes. The government's recent infrastructure action plan says that it's still 3 years away before we even have a priority list for what we want to invest in. And I think a lot of people are going, look, politics changes pretty rapidly. We can have all the great plans in there under the sun, but we still don't seem to be able to deliver cold, hard infrastructure. Where's the actual action? Where's the real focus on just getting stuff done?
Yeah, too right, Brad. Thank you for that. Brad Olson, Infometrics Principal Economist.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.